Good evening, ladies and gentlemen from around the world in the chat room and on the phone. Welcome to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Lenis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. We're so glad that you are joining and supporting the show. We cover personal to business readings daily. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities, and what you do with the information is up to you. Daily psychic readings are done on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. every night. We don't work the weekends. If you're not ready to schedule a reading just yet, and let me tell you, you might want to schedule readings for gifts. You know, you can give them out as Christmas gifts for your friends and family. Well, at least go to the website and do subscribe so you will receive our monthly newsletter. If you have any questions or messages for us, please send them either to the website or our Facebook page, The Essence of Success Radio Network. Now, the phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And be sure to push 1 to get in the queue. The chat room is also open. You know, our monitor for the chat room is Miss Nina. And also Heather is here tonight. Welcome, Heather, to the show. Always a treat to have you. Also, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's. And happy birthday to all you Sagittarius people. Capricorn is coming up around the corner. And with that thought, let's bring in my co-host and station manager, Miss Nina.
Oh, good evening, everyone. I hope you're all having a great week so far. Things are kind of bittersweet for me tonight. I'm just thinking there's only 3 more shows that I get to be with one of my bestest friends, Matt Lennis. I'm kind of sad about that, but all things must change, I guess. Lenis, how long have we been together now?
Probably 8 years.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking, too. You know what, people,
yeah.
That's a long time. And you really get to know somebody's heart. Somebody's heart when you work with them and you're friends with them for that length of time. Lenis and I have shared each other's most inner secrets, and
yeah.
It's been a joy and a pleasure to work with her. If you're just calling for the first time, know that Lenis is the best. I'm a rookie compared to her. I do feel things as well, but man, oh man, she's the best there is. And like I said, it's kind of feeling bittersweet tonight, knowing that there's only 3 more shows that we'll be doing together, but we'll still be friends forever.
Oh, amen. The love will never change. Amen.
But anyways, I have a couple of announcements. Happy 13th birthday to Aiden. Sorry I missed it on Saturday, Aiden. I was thinking about it, but things got out of control because I had game night here with my grandkids. and let me tell you, that
That's
was fun. It was fun. We had a really good time. We ordered in some pizza and some wings, and yeah, we just had a gay old time. Everybody brought their favorite snack and $10, and there we went. We ordered in food. Also, tomorrow, happy birthday to my brother-in-law, John. Now, I do believe John is going to be 62. So happy birthday, John. I hope you have a wonderful day wherever you are. We never know where he is because he's quite the smart man. He's got degrees in everything you could think of. And now, because he's made all his money, he house sits for the rich and famous down in your part of your country, Lenis. So he goes all over the place and he house sits for the wealthy people and gets to stay in all these huge mansions. So happy birthday to you, John, and also happy birthday to my, we call each other sisters, but we're sisters of the heart. Happy birthday to my sister of the heart, son James. James, happy 24th birthday. Yeah, you're a whole week older than my Cassandra. That's how come I can remember when your birthday is. So, yeah, happy birthday, Jim. Hope you have a wonderful day. And that's all the birthdays for, and no anniversaries. I don't know. There isn't any anniversaries for me. But, yeah, that's all the birthdays. But next week, well, look out.
Yeah, I've got a few next week, too. I wrote them on the calendar, and I was like, oh, no, that's next week. So I'm like, oh, okay. So, yeah, I'm busy, too. Now, also, I want to report next week, we have an eclipse coming up in Capricorn, and I think it's the week of Christmas. Nina, I'm not for sure. I do know this, the 26th, the 27th, and the 28th, the portal is open again. So I got to find out more information on what portal that it is. Yeah, from the 26th, the 27th, and the 28th. And I think the eclipse is that week also. So I'll have more information about that on next Monday's show. So, yeah, the eclipse is in Capricorn, and the portals open right after Christmas.
Oh, well, here we go again. Hang on, folks, because it's also a new moon on the 26th as well. So it's going to be a rough one.
Oh, the new moon is on the 26th? Oh, I need to put that down. I didn't, you know what, I'll have it up on there for next week. The 26th, wow. You know what that means? There's three major things going on the week of Christmas. Anything could happen in the world. They just had a very bad earthquake yesterday in the Philippines, 6.8. And it was only 5 kilometers down, so it was bad. It was a lot of destruction done. So I'm thinking, boy, that week, yeah. Like you say, Nina, hold on to your hat and pray for the best. But something big is going to happen somewhere around the world. It's got to. That's almost like a cluster you-know-what. I'm not going to say potty words, but a cluster you-know-what. I know I was laughing from last week. But anyway,
all I'm going to tell everybody is this is our third last show. On December 30th will be our last show, and that will be a two-hour special. So please call in, and you know what? There could be a lot of potty mouths going on that night.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a ball, have an absolute ball. Yes, we are. Like you say, bittersweet. It'll be fun and laughable, but sad at the same time, too. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Yep. All right. Let's do this prayer. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. So be it. All right, Miss Nina, I think we're ready to begin. What you say, lady?
Yeah, I think we are. Let's welcome in our first guest.
Okay. Our first caller is area code 203. Welcome to the show. Who's this? 203, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, I'll put them back on hold. Yeah, never said anything. Okay, area code 347, you're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hey, girls, it's Lisa. How are you doing?
Hi, Lisa. Just fine, and you?
Okay, happy holidays to both of you.
Well, thank you, my
dear. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yes. 2020 has to be the best year ever for me. It must be better than 2019.
Well, hopefully. For all of us, Lisa, let's just say a silent prayer that that's the way it is for everyone.
Oh, yes, for everyone, please. Not just for myself, for everyone.
Yes. 2019 will go out with a bang. I'll put it like that to prepare us for 2020.
Oh, you know what? That's what I'm going to celebrate 2019. I will be celebrating 2019 going out. Not looking back.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah,
okay,
this is
my question. So right now I'm out on disability, as I told you girls. I don't go back until mid-February, but I want to start looking for a new job, okay? I don't think, I mean, from what I'm feeling, I might not get a new job until after February. And if so, let me know what you see, what would be a good month, because I want to, even though I go back to work, I want to still be interviewing. I want to start right then.
March.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Wait till March. Don't do anything until March. Just enjoy February. And when March comes in, then start looking. And I'll check, too. You know what? That's something else. I need to check, when does Mercury retrograde begin next year? Because I don't know if it's in the end of January or into February, but I'll have that information for y'all next week. Because it's backed up more and more. It was at the beginning of the year, and now I think it's down toward February. So.
Yeah, Lisa, I picked up that you should start applying for jobs on January the 10th.
Okay.
That's when you should start applying. You won't get anything until March, but start applying then, and by March you'll have a new position. You'll be through the interviewing process and all that kind of stuff by then. So, yeah, start applying, and it came in loud and clear, January 10th.
Okay, sounds good. I'm starting now. I will start at the end of January. All right, girl.
Yeah.
Thank you, and I'll let you know what happens.
Please. Well, you'll have to contact us on the website. Contact us on the website, because the show will be over and done with by then. So please contact us on the website.
Okay. Is your show ending
Lisa,
indefinitely?
Send us a note. Yes, please.
The show is ending indefinitely?
Yes.
We've been on the air for 10 years. The last show is the 30th. That's what we're telling people. Tell your friends, tell your family, and everybody call in every Monday, because the 30th will be the last show.
All right. So I'm staying. Okay.
But, I mean, you can still reach us now. Okay,
yes.
Lisa, you can still reach us. You just have to go through the website. Yeah. We're still valuable. We're still here. We just won't be on the air, but yeah.
Sounds awesome. Okay, girls. Thank you.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Let's check back and see if that 203. Okay, 203, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this? Hello. Okay, I'll put you back on hold. Next caller, area code 478, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this
Hello.
Is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
I'm well. I want to look and see if this guy and I, we're gonna rekindle our relationship.
Okay. What's his first name, Patricia?
Trey.
Okay. He's a smooth operator. The angels are singing that song in my ear. Ain't that what's that boy's name? Lord have mercy. Michael Jackson. Almost couldn't think of a child's name. Smooth operator. Okay. I don't know. They're singing that to me. That's why I'm hearing it in my head. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get serious. Is Trey single? Because I'm seeing a third party in the background.
Oh, yeah. He's supposed to be single.
Okay, now this third party, I'm not seeing, I said in the background, so that's not somebody standing side by side. If it was, then I would say there's another woman there. But she's in the background, so either he just finished a relationship or, I don't know, but she's in the background. So maybe he just got out of a relationship or something and it's no longer prevalent to him. Maybe that's why they're showing it to me like that.
Well, he was married for 10 years and got a divorce, but they've been separated like 2 years before that, before the divorce finalized.
Okay. Well, that's why I see you in the background. Thank you for that validation. Mm-hmm. Okay, going on. You know, this guy likes your heart. He likes your mind. You got wisdom. I don't know, when you and him get in heavy conversations, he listens to you. You've got a lot of wisdom about yourself, Patricia, that you bring forward. you know, and it's not like condescending or anything like that. It's like you're really being helpful, you know, showing people mm-hmm. look at it from this perspective. But anyway, for him, he loves your heart. He loves your mind. Yeah. He enjoys talking to you. I see sex, but it's very light, almost like, what is it, Pepsi Light or Coke Light, something like that. You know how good it is, but you ain't getting it all at once.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I just love my angels and guys. They crack me the hell up. Let me see. Yeah, there's possibility.
Okay.
I'm seeing a possibility. But now remember, when I first started out, I was seeing a smooth operator. But I see possibility.
He's smooth. He's charming.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, Nina.
What I'm picking up is that, and they're telling me, friends first. So you guys need to be really good friends before anything else.
Well, we dated like 16 years ago, and he got divorced and looked me up. And then we kind of reconnected, and he kind of slowly stopped seeing me. So,
Yeah. Well, maybe the friends first is something you need to look into.
Okay.
Well, maybe this time it wasn't meant at that time. Now it is, for you two to get to know each other as mature adults. You know,
okay,
not
so
young
possibly.
And foolish, but as mature adults and experiences, life experiences.
So possibly next year we'll get back together sometime or start out as friends or whatever.
No, I'm not seeing getting back together. I see you being friends.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the possibility is there after that, but you got to become really good friends first.
Okay. All right, thank you, ladies, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you too, Patricia.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, I'm going to try one more time, 203. 203, you're on the air. Is it that you just don't want to talk? That's okay. We don't mind you listening to the show. That's fine. But, okay.
No.
All right, well, I'm going to...
No, I guess they don't want to talk to us.
Nah, I'll put them back on hold. That's okay. Sometimes people are shy, and that's all right, you know.
Well, my suggestion is if you do not want to talk to us live on the air, please join me in the chat room. Ask your question in the chat room, and we will answer on the air for you. That goes for Heather. If you have a question, please ask. Also, all the lines are open, and if nothing happens within, I'm going to say the next 2 minutes, we're gone, go bye-bye.
That is the truth. That is the truth. I'm through eating. I went to get some wood, and Nina, I know y'all been in the snow up there, haven't you? Boy, I looked at it one day, you guys were 4 below, and I was like, Jesus Christ. Down here, I would call you a fudgesicle. Up there, I would say vanilla ice cream. I don't know. Shit. That is cold as heck. Woo.
No, -4 is not that bad. It's when it gets into the -10s and 15s and 20s, and we have a wind chill as well. That's when it's bad. Right now, it's probably, what is it? In your way, it's probably -2 or -3, maybe -4. That's really not too terribly bad. Or, it's not even minus. We're about 28 degrees, probably, your temperature-wise. We go by Celsius, so I've got to convert
it
over.
Right, we do Fahrenheit, yeah.
Yeah, so it's really not that bad. It's been a whole lot colder, put it that way. So, we're getting a warming trend tomorrow. I think it's going to be 34 degrees tomorrow, or 35 degrees.
Wow-wee.
So that's a warming trend for us. So, we'll be a little bit of melting. I told Jim Wednesday he'll have to wash the car. I have some news to share with everybody. Wednesday afternoon, for any of you that know Lennis and I well, you know that I have been estranged from my daughter for over 6 years now. She's an addict and was on alcohol and drugs. Well, I got a hold of her a couple of weeks ago, and apparently she is no longer doing the drugs or alcohol anymore. She's on a program with our family, well, Jim's family doctor, not mine. But anyways, Jim and I are meeting her for coffee on Wednesday. So if
yay!
You're,
go ahead. Just made me cry. Go ahead.
If you're inclined, please pray for a happy result. I'm hoping this will be the beginning of a slow route back together to the family. It's going to take a while. Two out of her three kids do not want anything to do with her. So it could be interesting. But I have not told the children, and I'm not going to yet, not until after our meeting with her. And we will see how things go. Yeah, it's hard to say she's done so much lying and everything else, which comes from being an addict, which is why she that's why we cut the cord and why we've had nothing to do with her. So it should be interesting, to say the least, on how things go.
I'm going to say the best will happen. I'm not going to hope. The best will happen, period. I'm not even going to say hope. The best will happen when the three of you get together. You know, for some reason, you know, I just said earlier about those three things, like a cluster boo-boo that's coming up next week. But let me tell you, Nina, I got to tell you this right quick. I know we're coming down to our time. That's three kids, your kid, my kid, and this other lady's kid. Her son was out there for a long time. And I told her, your son is going to be the prodigal son. He'll be better than your other four kids. And he has. She called me and had me in tears. They had such a beautiful Thanksgiving. God just truly, the whole family, all the kids came together and the grandkids. Just beautiful. Well, my daughter, that's why I know it's going to be good. I'm not hoping. My daughter, who you know I've been estranged with since my middle sister died about, 5 years now? And then I was estranged from her before then. So she put this guy out who none of us like. I mean, he influenced her to continue in the drug thing, right? I don't know what happened, thank you, God, but they had a big row. I mean, a row so big, not only did he leave the state of Washington, he went back south to Louisiana. He's not even in the state. He's back in Louisiana. Since then, she not only has turned around and is scaring some of the people in the family because they're used to seeing her as a drug addict. Turned around, she is now getting training to work with autistic children. I couldn't believe when my niece said, I said, my child, autistic? And she says, yeah, auntie, she's going to school to learn how to work with autistic kids. And so I had to hang up because I started crying. Now, you're the third person. Your daughter, it's all good. It's all good. I can see it and feel it. It's all good. She is a prodigal child, too, just like my oldest daughter is a prodigal child coming back home, and your daughter is a prodigal child coming back home. So this is happening. This is we're coming to the end of this decade, but you know what? It's a wash now. It's time. And I had said that earlier, a month ago. I said, you know, I really would like to get in touch with Pudgy, and we need to sit down, mother and daughter, and talk. It's in the past now. Let it go, and let's move on. And all these things are happening. So I feel like the end of 2019, not only is a watch, there's a cluster thing going, that the bad things have turned around to a change. Jim's going to get good news. Your daughter's coming home. My daughter's coming home. The other lady, her son has come home. See? So when things are at their worst, they're really at the best, right? We just don't see it or understand it maybe right then, because maybe we need to have a little bit more knowledge or explanation. But there's three kids, a son, a daughter, and a daughter. That's been out there for years. Come home. It's time.
I'm a little hesitant on being that optimistic because of everything that's gone on, but I know.
You know I do, but I just feel like it's time. It's time. I just do not believe our prayers went out into void. It's time. So I've been talking about it. Both of us, because we both have daughters that are out there, but, you know, it's time now. And I hope before December 31st that my daughter, just like you're meeting with your daughter, I want to meet with my daughter too, you know, before the end of the year. And let's close this year out on a good note, you know, that look forward to January starting new.
Yeah, exactly. And, we've got other things in the fire right now. We're hoping to close them in a positive note as well.
I see good things for Jim. It's going to be a rapid response, too, when he finds out. It's like, boom, that quick, like, oh, what the hell is this, honey? It's going to be a rapid response. Don't be surprised if y'all don't get a little money here before the end of the month. Before the last week of the month. Looks like a Christmas present.
I wouldn't count on that, Lennis. We've got no place there if any money's coming, so.
I believe in the impossible. What we think is not possible, I believe in the possible.
We've been blessed. Several of our very good friends have gifted us gift cards for food and stuff like that. So we've been blessed in that respect. It's gotten us through the last few months, that's for damn sure, and will carry us through for the next couple of months. So we are truly blessed with the people that we know and love. Everybody keeps telling me, you've done so much good in this world that it's got to come around.
It's going to come back around.
No, it doesn't always work that way, Lennis, and neither do I expect it to work that way. That's why I'm so overwhelmed and so overjoyed when it does. But, if you are doing good just to expect it to happen to you, don't. That's the wrong way to go about things. Do good because it comes from your heart.
When you do good, it'll show up. It'll show up in your life. Maybe not when you want it to, but it'll be on time. That love will not go forsaken or be left in the wilderness. I don't believe that. I don't. I told you I'm trying to understand perfection. And there is enough. There is enough. We don't have to want. There is enough. Okay. I'm trying.
It's sometimes hard, and we've gone way over our 2 minutes. But, that's okay. Lennis and I are talking. That's okay. Sometimes it's hard to see that there is going to be that light or God or the universe is going to bless you. Sometimes it's really hard to see when things are so dark and dismal. That's why I put my Christmas tree up early this year, folks, is so I could look at the pretties on my tree. I look at the pretty lights and remember all of those ornaments on my tree have special meaning to me. And it's just like all the love. All the love is right there, and each person that is in my life or has been in my life has an ornament with their name on it. So, there's a lot of ornaments, and they painted them themselves, too, on top of that. So there's a lot of ornaments that are they made to other people look gross, not very pretty, whatever, but to me, they're beautiful. So, that's why my tree went up on November 30th. Earliest I've ever put it up, but I just needed to have that comfort and that love. And it feels good to have
those. That. That's fine.
I'm just reminding all of you, it's the season. Yes, and everybody's so busy. Everybody's running around and they're cooking and cleaning. Holly, and Holly's in the chat room, by the way. Cooking and cleaning, and yes, Holly, I'm even talking to you. You're forgetting that people are coming to see you, not your house, and not all the baking you've done and all the chocolates you've made. They're coming to see you. So remember to take the time to enjoy what you're doing and not get overwhelmed.
That's
and
right.
That, I think that goes
I
for
agree
everyone.
With you.
You know what? If you don't make that four special desserts and only make one, who knows? Nobody but you. So what difference does it make? As long as you have a loaf of bread on the table, for crying out loud, that's all you need. The people are coming to share the love with you, not your baking.
Yeah,
they're coming
right.
to share love with you. So, yeah, this is the first Christmas I'm not getting stressed out. We're not going to have everything we normally have, but that's okay. We have the love.
That's right, and everything is the way it's supposed to be. Remember, we got to look at perfection now. It's the way it's supposed
yeah.
to be. There's reasons. So there may be more joy and more love than you could ever have hoped for. And just
exactly.
the surrounding that you have now. Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
Color,
by the way,
then.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Yeah, oh, sure. Sure. Yeah. You know, sometimes when you have less, it'd be the best time. You ever notice that? Sometimes when you don't have everything that you want, be some of the best happy moments. And we say it's poor, but it's not being poor. It's being rich, rich in love.
Rich and
in
we
love.
Have a caller,
Lennis. Yes, ma'am. Area code 302. You're on the air with Miss Nina Lennis. Who this?
Hi, this is Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, I was just wondering if I just could get a reading.
We can answer a question.
Okay, I just wanted to see, you know, if what you see for me, you know, coming up for the rest of the year for me.
In what respect?
In what?
You have to narrow it down for us.
With the situation with my my children.
Are you estranged from your children right now?
No, just, you know, it's been difficult. That's all.
Are your children grown, Susan?
Yeah.
Or mm-hmm. teenagers and a grown?
No, they're older than teenagers. They're,
okay, so they all are all grown, okay.
Yeah. And it's my grandchildren that I'm also concerned about.
Oh, Holly picked up something already, Susan. She said things are tense. Someone needs to take the high ground and apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, I'm not sure who it is that needs to apologize, but if your grandkids are involved, man, oh, man, I know I would do anything to be able to be near my grandkids.
Yeah.
So, if it's you that needs to apologize, do it. If it's somebody else, maybe dance around whatever's happening just so you can be near your grandkids.
Okay.
What's really going on, Susan, with you? Because I'm feeling real depressed right now. What's really going on? I'm not saying you're not concerned about your grandchildren.
Yeah, it's you know, it's really difficult. My children, you know, have made some poor choices in their life, and they've kind of dragged me along the path, and it's hard for me to support them when I'm not really supporting their choices in their life. Yet they're now, because there's young grandchildren involved, you know, I raised one for like 9 years, and I had to give her back up after I adopted her at 4.5 years old, and she's 14. And she's in a girl's home now. And I, you know, it's been a difficult time because DFS has treated me like I was the person that did this to her. So, you know, because I gave up my parental rights and I just want to be grandmom. I couldn't raise her. She had too many problems.
Okay, now we're getting the rest of the story. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's just been a difficult time. My mom passed away at the end of March. And, you know, just feel a lot of loss.
You're hitting a little bit close to home as far as I'm concerned, Susan. If you were listening a few minutes ago, a meeting with our daughter who we haven't spoken to in over 6 years. My husband and I brought up her three children for the last 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough. It's a tough situation all the way around.
Yeah.
Now, my question is, what do your children have to do with you seeing your grandchildren?
Actually, two of my grandchildren, I don't even know where they are. I don't even get to see them. And that's due to my daughter, the mistakes that she's made. She's given up all of her kids.
Okay,
and
well.
And the one that I try to raise, but so it's just really hurtful because my daughter, you know, she texts me and she's always like, she doesn't live in the same state right now. But she's constantly, you know, reaching out to me and saying, oh, everything's great and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, how can it be great when you don't have your kids? You know, like she just is living this fantasy world and I'm not happy with how she's living her life.
Well, you don't have to be happy with it, though. That's the thing. You just need to worry about your grandkids. You need to step away from your daughter and do the tough love thing like I did. And maybe eventually things will turn around with her. If that's okay too. But you need to step away from her because you're enabling her.
Yeah, I mean, I try to show love. It's hard.
No, you can't show love to her. Yeah, you can't show love to her because that just enables her even more.
She's an alcoholic. She's an alcoholic.
Oh, I know. Okay, my daughter's a drug addict and an alcoholic.
And that too. And their father passed away. You know, I've been divorced from him over 20 years, but so we didn't get along at all. But their father was an alcoholic, and he passed away Valentine's Day, like 2 years ago. And so it's just like they're just not getting it. Like all they've got is me. And it's been a rough year for me because I've been in and out of the hospital. I'm having heart issues. Stress is really starting to really wear on me.
Well, I know that too. You need to step away from your daughter. I'm telling you that's where you're coming from. And until you are willing to do that, you are going to continue to be sick because that's the way I was. So until you're willing to do that, it's called tough love for a reason.
Oh, yeah. I totally agree with you. I've been getting tougher as far as speaking my mind and letting them know they're not going to walk over me like this, you know?
Okay, the angels are
Holly has a message for her, too.
Okay.
Go ahead,
yeah,
Nina. Holly has a message for her.
Yeah, the most loving thing that can be done is to let the person fall and hit rock bottom. It's the only way anything's going to start to change for the better. And I'm relaying that to you from Holly, and I'm telling you that from personal experience. Until you cut those ties, and I mean cut those ties, no phone calls, no contact, no nothing mm-hmm. with your daughter, things will not change. And the angels are telling me that. The angels are telling me that too. And right now, with you staying in contact with her, you are enabling her to hurt you.
Mm.
Walk away and walk away now, or you're going to be sick for a long time.
I have another child, though, that's in the area, and my grandson's 3.
Okay.
He's the one I worry about. So that's the other situation.
Yeah, I have dual situations as well with both my children. So I do understand, but there again, unless there is something that you need to get social services involved with, you need to step in for that as well.
Not with the 3-year-old. Yeah, the 3-year-old, no. My daughter has him. But, you know, I'm hoping, you know, she's going to turn her life around, but, you know, she's the younger one, but we argue quite a bit.
Well, there again, step away, lady, step away. You need to just get out of the situation. You are enabling both your children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that, I'm not going to say it's an easy road to take. Ask Lena. She's heard me cry many a time.
Yeah.
It's not an easy.
Well, again, especially when you have, you know, the younger ones involved, you know, like I said, with my grandchild, my 3-year-old, I feel like I've had to play the mom role again to this child. You know what I mean? I already did the mom role for the other one. I said, I'm not going to raise this one. And it's, you know, a different daughter, the younger daughter, but it's just like, you know,
the only
Christmas he has is with me, you know. He's living in a bad situation.
Then do something about it.
Yeah.
Do something for the child, not your daughter. Mm-hmm. Your daughter's a grown adult. They know different.
Yeah.
My 3 grandkids were 4, 6, and 10.
Mm.
So, yeah, and I took them on.
Yeah.
So, really, think about the child, not the mother, and leave the mothers to their own devices. Walk away. That's all we can tell you, and I keep telling you the same thing. Holly keeps telling you that. That's what you need to do. The angels are telling me very clearly that's what you need to do. Do that, please, and call me back next week and let me know how you're progressing with this.
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Merry Christmas. Welcome, Susan. We'll have you on our prayer list as well.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. All right, Miss Nina.
We have another caller, Nina.
See, I told you. It's going to be a good end of the year. A lot of things. Changes for the better. Changes for the better. Yes.
You want to try that last caller?
Oh, 203. I think they just wanted to listen, but I'll try again.
No, they
area code 203. You feel like talking now? Hi,
This is Pat. How are you?
Fine. Is Todd? Pat. Oh, Pat. Well, hi, Pat.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. Nice to hear your voice. It's been a long time. I'd love to ask a question, but I'd also like to ask a really quick question, if you wouldn't mind, to something that happened today.
Okay.
It'll be a yes or no. I got a flat tire. I got a flat tire in my parking lot, apartment building parking lot. Did it just happen, or did someone help that to happen?
It just happened.
Oh, I'm
you got an old ass tire. Nobody was messing with you, Pat.
that makes me very happy. Okay, wonderful. Okay.
No, what's your other question?
I'm doing a lot of therapy. How do I describe it? It's called TMS, and I was doing LENS, which was very light electrodes for just seconds on your brain. I went through that series, and now I'm doing a more intense one, more precise. I'm also doing EMDR, which is rapid eye movement. It's all to remove post-traumatic stress, depression, anxiety. I'm hopeful. I'm 66. I had a life of real difficulty in these areas, and I realized a number of years ago, if I don't change myself, this is going to start to cement just because I'm getting older. And I'm hopeful. And just what do you see with all this? I really, literally would mean maybe a life for me for the first time.
Okay.
Lennis, in case you're wondering why I opened 403 up, that's Holly. So Holly is now on the air with us.
Oh, hi, Holly.
Hi, Lennis. Hi, Nina.
All right.
Okay,
thank you. Go ahead, Pat. Now, what was the question? We heard all the, kudos to you. So what was your question?
Well, what do you see the outcome of all this? It has potential to be phenomenal. I'm really hoping to have a life.
Okay, my angels are jumping up and down. They're doing a little dance on one foot and telling me, life-changing, life-changing, life-changing. So it's going to be life-changing.
Great.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a long time coming.
Well, there you go.
You know what? I was going to say that. I was like, from 6 years ago today, and look where you are today. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I was going to say that. God bless you. That's beautiful. Well, you know what? Congratulations on your progress to where you are right now. Congratulations on that, young lady.
Thank you. It's real difficult at the moment, dealing with post-traumatic stress and healing it. You kind of sit in the middle of it for a while, and it really...
Pat, with you being able to tell us right now, that's part of your healing. That is
being
part
able
of
to
your
what?
To tell us that you're going through this right now. That's part of your healing. Now, you know I'm a Reiki master, right?
No.
So I am. Yes, I am. I'm a Reiki master, which means I'm an energy healer. So I am going to be sending you some more healing tonight. And by tomorrow, I think you're going to be feeling a whole lot more positive than what you are right now, because there's a lot of positivity in your voice. I can hear it. And things are going to be so much better for you.
That's wonderful. I can tell you 66 years of real difficulties. There are moments when I fear this won't help, so... That's wonderful to hear. I appreciate that.
Well,
yes,
I too have been around for 66 years, and my life has never been easy as well. But you know what? I always try and think on the positive side of things. At times, it's hard. It's really hard. But you know what? We pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, and we make it through another day. Why? Because we want to. Because we do have that love of self and others in us. So, continue on the route you're on, and everything is going to be great.
Can I ask another question regarding this?
One quick
question. Did Holly have a question for us?
Okay.
Holly, do you have a question?
No, I'm here to support you guys.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead, Pat, with your quick question. You got 2 minutes.
Okay, so imagine this. Imagine this. Around 3, I kind of left. Around 9, I really left. Around 10, 11, I was gone. I just resisted everything in this world. You know, trauma, I left. I don't know how much I left, but I didn't develop anything because of that. When I had my son, it was the best part of my life. I found strength and all kinds of stuff. And when I was done raising him, I went back to this nothing, this shell of a person because of trauma. I'm concerned that when I heal, there's going to be nothing there. Not, you know, I wasn't taught things. I didn't learn things. I didn't experience things. Really, you know, void.
Can I respond to this?
Yes, please. You can, Holmes.
Yes. Pat, I really relate to what you're talking about there. I know exactly what you mean by having left and having just gone. So been there. You will get through it. You, when you heal, there isn't a hole there. There's actually a lot there that you didn't know was waiting for you.
Is that a God aspect?
It's a profound experience. Pardon me?
Is it a God aspect?
It's whatever.
I'll be right there.
It's whatever you want to call it. Whatever that means to you. What I can tell you from my own experience is that it'll just melt your brain. I mean, there are so many things that happen as you start to heal your life that it's very difficult to try and put it into words, and it's very difficult to try and describe the experience, but it is incredibly painfully beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's worth it. I have PTSD as well, so I know, I understand all that, and you know, been there, done that. But I also know about what happens when you get to the other side of it.
You're the first person that understood that without hesitation accepted what I had to say. I can't tell you what that means to me.
Well, Pat, I can tell you that I too have suffered from PTSD. I do know what you're talking about, and I know it's a rough road, but I too have been on the other side of it. It's very emotional.
Yeah.
It's something that touches you right to the core of your being.
Yeah.
Something that you never think you're going to get out of.
Yes.
But you do. Eventually you do. But it, man, does it take a lot of strength. A lot of strength. And sometimes a lot of tears as well. You know, and
oh,
Lennox,
my God.
Let's get a test to this as well. Like, you are talking to three psychics that have, all three of us have been through this. So we do know what you're feeling. We do know what it's all about. And we damn well support you. I'll tell you later.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Yeah,
you know what?
It's such a long road, man, but so worth it to get to the other side of it. Oh,
yeah. I just hope that someone's there, and I know you have to go, and I want to say quickly, I thought I was calling you ladies tonight, and I realized halfway into the program I was on the wrong line, and I called you late. I'm so glad I got on. I'm so glad I connected with you all. Thank you so much. This is very meaningful.
It was supposed to be.
You're very welcome. And
yeah.
We have two more shows. We have two more shows, and then that will be it for us on air. But you can always connect with us through the website. But on the 30th, we're going to have a 2-hour special. I would love for you to join. I'd love for you to join us that night.
I'll look it up. Thank you so very much. Oh, I'm sorry that you're leaving. Wow.
We're sorry too,
thank
but
you.
It's time.
We're kind of sorry too.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, thank you both. Thank you all. You're all powerful women.
So are you.
So are you.
I know. I recognize the three of you.
And Pat, you said you weren't sure, you know, if there was going to be somebody waiting on the other side of that. Actually, there is.
Oh, I mean
you.
Me.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. Meet.
Amen.
Did you ever see?
Oh yeah.
You
are going to meet the you that you didn't know anything about, and it is going to be absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, and I can tell you from experience. I'm still a baby at that myself, right? Like I'm still learning about me.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just, oh my God, what a ride! It's just, it really is just, it just breaks my brain trying to wrap my head around all of it, you know. But it is so worth it. It's worth all the tears and all the fear and all the everything. It's worth it to get to the other side. Oh yeah.
That's the other thing. At 66, how much time am I going to have to create, you know?
You're
know
already creating.
Yes.
And you've already been creating for the last 6 years.
And you will have enough time for you. And that's all that matters. It's just enough time for you. I keep questioning myself at 66, too, wondering how much time do I have? How much time will there be? But you know what? It's me. It's my time. So whatever time there is the time that it should be. And that's the realization that we have to come to.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, God bless you. I'm surrounding you in white light of love and peace. Please try and join us again on the 30th. I want to hear more of the Pat. I want to hear more of the Pat story. Okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you all.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
You too.
All right, ladies.
Well,
that
you know
time. What a beautiful. See, everything happens for a reason. I believe in synchronicity. We weren't planning to be on the air and just talk personal for a while, but look, it gave that woman a chance to get in and for Holly and you to help her. See, everything happens for a reason. Yep,
absolutely.
Yep, I believe that. That's why I know it's going to be a beautiful December. By the end of December, it'll be off the chain. Even the cluster boo-boo that's happening the week of Christmas, it's still going to be an absolute amazing time.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. It's going to be
And great. Thank you, Nina, for what you said earlier about, you know, people coming here. I really needed to hear that, and thank you so much for that, because it is a really stressful time for me, and I have expectations of myself that sometimes I can meet them, but most of the time I can't. Bit of a perfectionist that way.
Well,
but I'm learning.
Like I said, relax and enjoy, Holly. Don't stress.
Oh, I am. I've cut everything in half this year, so I'm doing good.
Good.
There you go.
Goody, but good.
I'm still waiting for my goodies.
I am going to bring those to you personally, my friend. Everything I make, I am setting aside some of it so that I can put a little package together for you and bring it to you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
All I have to do is whine a little bit, right?
No, you just have to say, I'll have some, please. it's going to happen. I was going to come up on the 30th, but that's not happening. But I will get them to you. You are going to get them.
Well,
you're going to get them.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are winding the show down. We have 25 seconds left. Good night to all of you. We will see you again next Monday, same time, same channel. Love you lot. Love you, Holly. Love you, Lennon.
Love you, Holly. Love you too, Lennon. Love you, Nina.
By the time.
Bye.